Paragraph test. ואילו הצמצומים הקדושים מבחינת אמונה, שעל יודם עיקר הורספונים שהוא אמס. And these holy tzimtzumim, which we said are bechinas emuna, emuna is malchus, which is a keli, which is a tzimtzum. And again, all those other spheros, all those other midos, all of them are tzimtzumim. But all of them feed into the malchus, which is the super tzimtzum. The malchus has no light of its own. We said it all, right? So these tzimtzumim, which are bechinas emuna, through which we're able to receive that he'oras ponim, which is emes, heim bechinas momoin dikdusha. They are also reflected in money, when money is used properly for the kedusha. Ki momoin dikdusha govoya ma'oid. Because money, Jewish money, when money is being spent for items of holiness, for tzitzis and tefillin and tuition and yeshiva and mikvah and all, when money is being spent on those things, it's a very high level of kedusha. As Rabbein Zal explains in several different chapters in Likutei Moran, that money comes from a very, very high place. Therefore, a Jew who conducts business in a kosher way, he earns a livelihood in a kosher way, v'someach bechelkoi, and he's satisfied with what he has, he's very happy with what he has, hu mekusher beponim dikdusha, that person is plugged into the ponim of kedusha, kama shemavor b'Torah Anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in this chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Chav Gimel, that this entire halacha is based on. Ki kishoi semasu matan be'emuna, v'someach bechelkoi, because when a Jew conducts business properly, he earns his living in a kosher way, v'someach b'chelkoi, and he's satisfied with what he has. U'mamin shehakol me'Hashem yisborach levad, and he believes that everything is only from Hashem. It has nothing to do with my boss, or this one, or this salesman, or this product line, or this advertisement. Everything is only from Hashem. Azai momoinoi momoin digdusha, shehu nimshach me'atzimtzumim ha'kedoshim hanal, then that person's money is called Mamoin Digdusha. It's very holy. Shehu nimshach me'atzimtzumim ha'kedoshim hanal. It comes from these high-level tzimtzumim. Ki ha'momoin nimshach mebchinas ha'tzimtzumim shein bchinas smoil. Because we know that money comes from tzimtzumim, which are referred to as the left side. As the Pasuk says, b'smoila oysher v'chavoy. To her left is wealth and honor. So we see that wealth, ashirus, money, is on the left side. U'kimavur b'makamachar, as we explained in other places. U'kishoy samasumat b'emuna, and when a Jew earns a living in a proper way with faith in Hashem, azay hamomen shelo nimshach me'atzimtzumim ha'kedoshim shechina saras hazokon, then that person's money comes from these holy tzimtzumim, which are like the hairs of the beard. Bibchinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says and the Gemara says, Bonei chaye umezoine, lav beschusa talya milsa, kim bemazla talya milsa. Children, the blessing of having kids and the privilege of being alive. Chaye means to live. Umezoine, mezoine means parnosa. Lav bischusa talya milsa, they're not dependent on merit, kiim bemazla talya milsa, but rather they're dependent on mazla. They come from a place called mazla. Shehem train mazolin. The Zohar HaKodesh and the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that this refers to two mazels, shehem ikar hadikno kadisha, which that's the name that the Zohar HaKodesh uses for the holiness of the beard, the holy beard. Kemuva bekisvei Arizal, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, what this mazla means, and the 13 tikkunim of the beard. Avol kishepoigim b'momen chas v'shalom, but when a person messes up regarding money, v'noifel etayves momoin, and the person falls into the wrong kind of desire for money, they want wealth, they want more, they want nicer physical things all the time. Azai hamomin shelo nimshach mishari hasairos. Then that person's money is not coming from the holy hairs of the beard and payas, but rather that person's money is coming from the other hair, shehem psoiles hamoichin, which comes from the excesses of the brain, shetzrichin lekatzitzam daiko, which is supposed to cut. You're supposed to remove that hair. You're supposed to keep it very, very short. Because that's where the sitrachra draws its power from. Anpin chashuchin, the dark faces, avoidazara. Vize kol iskeinu bimea sfira, lahamshech parnosa umamoin digdusha, al yedei hatzimtzumim agdoishim b'chinas saros agdoishim shemamshich mea sfira. Rav Nosendal says, this is our whole mission during the mea sfira, to draw parnosa and money in a holy way upon ourselves, al yedei tzimtzumim, through these constrictions, hatzimtzum hakdeishim b'chinas sairos hakdeishim, these holy hairs shemamshichem b'mei hasfira, which we draw during the mei hasfira. Ki mishom nimshach haparnosa digdusha. Now that's where mamon digdusha comes from. That's where holy parnosa comes from. V'zeh shalom avakshim b'sfira. This is why after we say the bracha on the sfira soimer, we recite a few chapters of Tehillim afterwards, and one of the chapters that we recite, Lamnatzeach Benegino Esmiz Moshir, there we have this sentence, Eretz Nosna Yevula. That the earth, the land, will give forth its produce. You know, referring to fruits and vegetables and everything. Yevrochenu Elokim, Hashem will bless us. And this is why we pray there also as part of the prayers of the Sfira Soimer. Yo'er ponov itanu sela. May Hashem shine the light of His face upon us. Ki onu levakshim, because we're asking, shayidei Sfira, through this mitzvah of Sfira Soimer, shayidei zeh nistaknim hatzimtzumim v'amidos hakdoshim, by which we rectify and we fix up and we build up the holy tzimtzumim and midos, through that we hope to be zeche to proper holy parnasa. Through that the person is zeche to parnasa, to holy parnasa. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, there eretz nosna yevula, the earth will give forth its product, its produce. Vaydeze niske lahoras pnei Hashem kanal, and that's how we zeche to this horas pnei Hashem. Now you'll understand why the Gemara tells us that when did the mon start coming down to the Jews? During the Yemei HaSfira. It's on the 15th day of Iyar that the mon started coming down, which is exactly bullseye in the middle of the Yemei HaSfira. The 15th day of Iyar is usually the 25th day of the Omer, which is Rabbeinu Zal's Sfira, Netzach Shebenetzach. Ki hamon hu bechinas parnosa digdusha. Because the mon represents holy parnosa. That was the ultimate. Hashem sent it right down to their doorstep of the truly religious people. And this mon was everything you needed. Shemaminim shekol haparnosa hu rak mi Hashem yisborach. And what the mon shows us is to believe that all parnosa comes only from Hashem. By the mon they saw it, you know, special delivery, registered mail coming right to your house if you are a righteous person. Ukemoi shekilkele savoy seinavar lamamon aboim shana, just as Hashem supported our forefathers and He gave them the mon in the desert for 40 years, similarly, He supports us with His great kindness today. Just like He supported them with Mon in the Midbar for 40 years, so too He's supporting us. Because the Gemara says that the Torah was given only to those who were privileged to eat the Mon. So if we study Torah today, It means that we are also in the category of Oich Lehamon. Our Parnasa from Hashem today is also in the category of Mon, if a person has the proper faith. Again, it's telling us that you can't receive the Torah, which is that Oir Haponim that Hashem shined on Shavuos. Kim al yedei parnosa dikdusha, unless you are zeicha that your parnosa is a parnosa of kedusha. You believe in Hashem. You don't believe I did this. I built up this business. I'm working hard. I'm putting in the extra hours. Therefore, I'm going to make more money. The person doesn't believe that. He believes that the parnosa is from Hashem. Shehu b'chinas mon, which is mon. Kim ein kemach ein Torah. Rav Nosson says we have the mission in Perkei Avos also. No tiki, no washi, as they say in Me'er Shearim, right? If you don't have flour, if you no food, no Torah. No parnosa, no Torah. And also, im ein Torah, ein kemach. If there's no Torah, then there's no parnosa. Ki ha-Torah u-parnosa dikdusha tzrichim ze lo ze. Because these two are dependent on each other. They need each other. Because they are also an example of emes and emuna. The Torah is called emes, right? And parnosa digdusha is called masa umatan be'emuna, doing business in good faith, in good trust, and trusting in Hashem, believing in Hashem. Shebe emes shneim echad, which in reality they're both one, as we said before. V'chovein heitev. Rav Nosson says, understand what I'm saying here very, very well. Ki inyan ze loy biarti heitev. Because the last couple of lines that Rav Nosson says, where he introduced the mon and the parnosa, I didn't explain real well. V'choser boy harbe. And there's a lot missing. Ki loy nichtav bizmanoi. Because I didn't write this down at the time that I first got these chidushim. In other words, when Rav Nosson says, first received, you know, thought of these chidushim when it was clear in his mind. If he wrote it down right away, it was spectacular. If he didn't, even somebody on Rav Nosson Zal's level, somehow he got delayed. It wasn't possible. He was traveling. He could have, and then when he came to write it down afterwards, he couldn't write it over as clearly as when he first was masigit. He first understood it.